Right, there'll be more involvement. It might slip into Pakistan.
Well, it will.
Oh, okay.
They said that already. It will. They're preparing. They just haven't got their... They haven't allowed CNN to get their trucks in place yet, but Pakistan's there.
Okay, so how is Pakistan, the country, going to react to this?
Well, the same way other countries, when they are being... Okay, here's how. Think about this now. Let's turn it around. Let's say Canada says to the U.S. of America, you're not doing a good job and you're having problems in your country, so we're going to provide troops in the United States of America and teach you how to keep uninvited guests out of your private state dinners at your White House.
Right.
Because we're tired of it, and we're not going to have it anymore, and we might want to put a pipeline across the United States of America so we can get the tequila out of Mexico. So we're going to start, we're going to send troops, and you're going to get over it, and we're going to help you because we're a superpower. Did we mention that? And we're going to do this and stimulate our economy in this process because we need something we can get behind. And so the Royal Mounted Canadian Police will be online on any day to invade the borders of the United States to help us with our war on terror, because we don't have the social skills that it takes to run our own country. Isn't that the same thing that they're doing over there?